Welcome back to Insanely Chill, everyone. This is the weekend edition. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's not actually. It's Wednesday. I had to do this early because I'm in Spain right now, if you're watching this.
Holy shit.
I'm joined again by Matt King. You might remember him from the weekend edition 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
And Toddy Smith.
You can call me Todd, whatever you want.
Is it Todd or Toddy?
It's Todd, but...
You have to like earn the toddy, or you can like you know you personally, but then anybody can just call you toddy.
I feel like
I call you Todd.
Yeah.
To earn the toddy?
No. I feel like if like a grown man calls me toddy, he feels kind of awkward. It's just for the kids, you know.
Is that why it's your YouTube name?
Yeah.
Is it on your Instagram too? Is it your whole like your online presence? Toddy.
It's mainly Toddy. Yeah, it's like my main online presence.
But your Instagram is Todd Eric.
Yes, that was before like my online presence, and then Scott. Got big on Vine. He's like Scotty Sire. I'm like, oh, I need like this E or like the Y, you know? I'm like Toddy Smith, you know?
Toddy
kinda
Smith.
Kind of like flows better than Todd Smith.
Yeah.
The whitest name ever.
Todd Smith is the whitest name of all time.
It's LL Cool J's name.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
His album's name is named Todd Smith.
So if you Google it, does he come up as well or do you come up? Are you the first Toddy Smith?
I used to be second, but now I think I'm first.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm kidding. I think it's LL Cool.
Oh, still. Really?
Yeah.
There's a comedian in England and his name's Matt King and he always comes up before me.
Oh, really?
But he hasn't done anything like the past like 10 years. I think that's true.
Is he the one that has your Instagram name, Matt King? Because you're Matt R. King.
No, he doesn't have an Instagram. Somebody has the Instagram handle Matt King, but it's like, it's one of those like inactive ones, but I can't get the handle, but it's just there.
Oh, it's so annoying.
I know.
Because I really hate your Instagram name.
I know. Trust me. I know. And then I've looked up like Matt K. I've looked up Matt on Twitter. But like I like the King, but I don't know.
The R just throws me off every time.
Well, I don't want to have my Twitter different than my Instagram. Yeah. And I always it's have to be like, it's Matt R. King on Instagram and Matt King on Twitter.
Why don't you go Matty King Raps or like Matty King Rap? Oh, you know?
Yeah. I bet that's probably
a good
there.
Idea. You get the Matt King YouTubes?
No, that's no. A bad
one. Matt King YouTubes.
Just to give you guys some context, Toddy. I don't even know what to call you anymore.
Just call me Toad. I don't know.
Toddy, go with Toddy.
Toddster here. And Matt, you guys are YouTubers.
Yes. Officially I am. I can say.
And now this is something I wanted to talk about was last time we talked about your intro video, which you were in the process of editing.
Yeah.
And now since then, you've dropped it.
Since then, I've dropped it. I am now officially in the grind and commitment to the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I know. I've been like working on my second one and I'm committing on posting on Friday and I better because we're going to be at VidCon and I don't know when I'm going to upload it. But yeah.
So you're going to do one per week now?
I'm not committing to a schedule. I'm going to do it whenever I want. Isn't that your thing? It's just like new videos whenever.
It's tough though, because it's like you kind of need that deadline sometimes of the day, you know, because sometimes I've gotten in these like patterns where I'm like, well, I don't have a day so I can like let it go a week and a half, but it's like, it's not good.
Yeah.
You just become irrelevant. You know, you just drop off.
I know.
Exactly. I mean, look at me.
And I'm trying
to dye my hair to keep it.
And I'm trying to like balance out with Zane because Zane's like always like committing to his deadline and stuff. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I would like to be editing while Zane's editing. So I'm not like sitting around. But then when there is free time, Zane needs to film his shit and I'm like, need to film my shit. And so we're working it out. But no, it's exciting. I like it. I have like 67,000 subscribers.
Nice. I really liked the video.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. I'm just glad I got it done with.
One little thing. Just a minor.
Okay, do we have to do criticism?
No, well, it's just a little one. Didn't see me in it.
Same here.
So
you know what?
I
know.
Not in it?
Like barely in it, and he listed all his friends in the box.
Was I not in it? Either?
I don't think definitely not you're in it. But I'm not in like it. Focused on. You're like in a room with like a whole bunch of other people.
Is he in the video?
No, he's not in the video.
Is he in the description?
The description.
No, he's not in the description.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right.
Trust me, you will be in the future.
Sure. Now I was backpedaling now. I swear to God, I'll put you in the future one.
I just had no videos of you. I have tons of pictures of you, but I have no videos.
You can be like, hey, Cody Todd, can you like send me a clip of you dancing so I can throw my video?
Yeah, I should have done that. Like, I was just like piecing together what I had.
Or just a still frame of me right in the middle. With like the Carl Burns effect or whatever. Yeah, it's like,
Ken Burns, just
comes in.
I should have done that. All right, I apologize, Cody, but thanks for having me on your podcast now for the second time.
For the second fucking time. Now you've been in two of my videos. So you just graduated, right?
Yes, finally.
From?
Cal State Dominguez Hills.
Nice. Yeah. What did you major in?
Communications with a little emphasis in the media. All right. So pretty much my later courses were about social media and television.
Oh, dope.
And advertisements, so.
Does it feel good to be done?
Oh, yeah. It feels so great. I was going to quit, but I felt bad for my mom. I can just see her crying, you know? Like, oh, my baby didn't go to grad.
Yeah.
So I finished. It took me like 5.5 years.
Damn.
Yeah, I went to JC for three and a half there, too, and then I took some time off in between because I am 26.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, nice.
Are you the oldest of, like, the vlog squad?
Jason. But, yeah.
Oh, besides Jason.
Besides Jason, yeah. I think Zane's, 24? Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are you?
I'm 24.
24.
Okay.
But Zane is like a school year younger than me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's 93. You're 92.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like 20. He's like 2015.
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
2011.
Go to college. Yeah. 2011.
Yeah. But yeah, school, it sucked because I lived at the original house when we first moved in and it was so hard to get stuff done.
What is the papers. What regional? What?
Oh, the original. I'm sorry.
Oh, the original.
Original house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like then we moved into this one with Scott and Jason.
What's the vibe like now in the new house?
It's nice. There's either a lot of people there or nobody there. So it's just hit or miss.
Yeah. So. Do you guys still have no furniture?
Yeah.
I was there.
The furniture is the worst part of that house. Like it's such a nice like house. Like just put some decent couches. You guys have like college dorm room couches that have just like, who knows what's living under. Oh yeah.
It's amazing how empty something feels. Like in the other room beside the kitchen, there's literally nothing.
I know.
And it's like when you don't have like just even a shelf like this kind of like fills shit out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you don't have any of that, it's like, it feels so empty. It's like, this is just a room. It's just walls and a ceiling.
We've gotten so used to it. I walk straight from my room to the kitchen just with no interference, you know?
Yeah, there's nothing
in
that room.
I'm so used to it.
And those two couches are destroyed. Yeah. Like the leather is just like peeling off and you don't even want to sit on it because when you get up, it's just like all these chunks of pleather.
Ew.
Sticking to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like a torn up pleather.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the fucking worst, dude.
It's awful.
With like awful foam in there and it's just like, it's almost like you... As soon as you like legitimize in your mind that you don't need furniture, then you'll never pay money for it. You know what I mean?
Like,
you're like, I don't really need furniture. I just lived in this house for 2 months and we never bought a thing.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I can use this money for something else.
Yeah, exactly. Like Scott's method is he doesn't like to go out and buy things and he just like likes ordering things. So if I ask him to go to IKEA to check out a couch or something like that, he's not going to go. So like, I mean, we just got a rug.
But there are stuff that are free on Craigslist that is nicer than the furniture you guys have. So I'm just like, get it out.
We're
it's
so
just,
lazy.
Ugh.
We're going to start a GoFundMe for our furniture, like to furnish our house.
No, you don't.
Not a GoFundMe, but like one of those.
What?
You just.
One of the what?
Throw in like the shop cart and send it to us. I don't know what it was.
Oh, like an Amazon, like.
Kind of like that.
Wish list?
Yeah, like a wish list. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of a good idea.
Dude, I want to. Matt showed me one of your captions last time, one of your Instagram captions.
Oh, fuck.
It was beautiful.
How much
really?
I like him.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
We were talking about this. Thanks, I wanted. This is why I asked you what you majored in because I wanted to know if it was writing.
Okay. No, I took like a writing class, but I wish I majored in writing. I was too far out to switch my major. So
you like it?
I like it. Yeah, yeah.
Do you write?
Yeah.
You do.
When I'm inspired. I mean, like I try to like write once a day. Usually turns into three times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So
that was one of the first conversations we first met. We were at like a pool hall.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just like went up to you. I was like, dude, I really like your writing. Cause I would always see you on Instagram. I'm like, who's this like cute boy guy? And it's always with Scott. And I'm like, what? And every time I would see your caption, I'm like, what? He wrote this?
Can I read one?
Yeah,
I want to read one. All right. So it's this picture. I don't even know how to, should I describe it?
What's
probably the people listening?
Oh, you know, just shirtless Todd.
He's shirtless in some sort of swamp, and it looks like a waterfall, some sort of marsh here.
Yeah.
Would you qualify that as a marsh?
Marshy swamp area,
like
the waterfall.
Bog.
Yeah.
In New Zealand.
In New Zealand.
And the caption is, why were the clouds undulating across the sky during the night? They weren't. They were moving. Same thing, I murmured to myself. Come again, she said. I told her no thanks, and that I had an eventful morning playing the new Mario Kart, or maybe the old one. She had a bag, an eclectic bag full of candy. I told her I didn't like any candy that was coated by the colors orange, green, or yellow. Not 27 seconds later, she handed me a yellow Skittle. With a profound look, I put the Skittle in my mouth. I didn't chew. I reached for the bottle of whiskey standing upright in the sand, took a masculine sip, a warm sip, and swallowed the yellow devil. I looked at her with a dull face, stood up, took my took off my shirt and walked away. Boom.
Boom.
Poetry. Fucking poetry, dude.
You sounded really good.
Yeah.
Good saying that.
Yeah,
your voice is
better
nice.
Out loud. Yeah. Like, I was like, whoa. Yeah.
I stuttered a couple times, but
that sounded nice.
It was beautiful.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
A lot of colors. I liked it a lot. What does it mean?
Thanks. I don't know. I think I write about kind of like lonely dudes with a weird sense of purpose.
Okay.
Like just like a bunch of alcohol, usually a beach is involved or just kicking it, you know?
Yeah.
Just kind of like finding your sense of, I mean like emotion, you know, with another human being.
Okay.
But it always ends up, you find this and then it's gone.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. So there's like kind of like an indecisiveness too.
Yeah.
Like
there's
you,
very,
like you don't know which Mario Kart, he doesn't know which, you know, a Skittle or M&M he's going to take. Like, it's just the details kind of like ramble on its own thing. You're not like focused on the plot. It's just the
random
exploring of the moment.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Descriptions of like random shit, like this microphone next to my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's black.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. There's colors, a lot of colors.
I was actually oddly inspired by my buddy back home and he's a killer writer.
Yeah.
So Matt met him. And so like, I saw, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I was into writing, but I wasn't like really doing it. I saw like one of his pieces, his short stories. I'm like, fuck, this is cool. Mm-hmm. And so he's like pretty much like my inspiration. And then from there, writing those like little short, weird captions, I took a screenwriting class in school. And then now I'm trying to like hopefully hone in something and do that.
Oh, so you're going to write screenplays?
Trying to.
Okay.
Yeah. Need more experience in the world before I can, you know.
Yeah.
Do some crazy shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, based off that, I think it would be good.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Do you identify with that character, the lonely
definitely.
Dude? Really?
And I've had girls like when I wrote like my first couple, like my ex-girlfriend would like ask about if it was her. I think one was about her. And then like other girls would be like, oh, like who's that about? And like most of them like aren't about anyone. It's just like in my head that like that's...
Now I understand. You know, dude, that has to drive girls crazy, like in a good way.
Who's it about? Is it about me? Is it about him? Which Mario Kart was it, though?
Yeah, I don't remember ever giving him M&M's.
Red and Skittles?
Yeah, Skittles. Yeah, Skittles.
You never told me you like Skittles.
Oh, my God. I like your usage of the word undulating. Mm-hmm. I've never heard you say that out loud. So I was like,
dude, I got to that word. And I was like, it's the fourth one. And right before I had this like split second of panic where I was like, I don't know how to pronounce this.
Oh, that's the worst feeling when you're in class, like reading. And it was just like, oh my God.
I've used that word twice. No one's called me out, but I used it in a previous one. Cause I just love that fucking word.
It's a great word.
You know? And, I mean, people are going to see this, but, eclectic. I heard that on Joe Rogan's podcast like 2 weeks before threw that in there. I'm like, I fucking love this word.
Eclectic.
Did he say it or did his guest say it?
I think his guest said it.
Okay.
He has an eclectic life. In that phrase. It was, I forgot the name. I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
But it was a good podcast.
Do you listen to Joe Rogan?
Yeah. All the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It's good. Yeah.
I know. I used to listen to him a lot. What's your favorite word, Cody?
My favorite word?
Yeah.
Juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition.
Dude, I've looked that word up. I know what it means, but I've looked it up like probably 5 times in my life just because I always like forget what the exact meaning is, but I know what it means. But I'm like, what's the fucking exact meaning?
I always because I remember like my first like Italian cinema film class in college. He was like, so what'd you guys think? And there was this like really cute girl behind me. And she's like, I just love kind of the juxtaposition between the comedy and the drama. The war is going on, but there, and I was like, I was like juxtaposition. I was like, I had to know what that word meant. So like ever since that one moment, I always remember it.
It's a heavy word.
Juxtaposition. Yeah,
it makes you sound really smart.
That's why it's not even my favorite word. It just, when you asked me, I was like, okay, how can I sound super smart right now?
Yeah.
Juxtaposition is my favorite word, actually.
Yeah. Can I get the origin of context?
Yeah.
But
there's words that I look up. Like, did we talk about this last time? That I don't know how to spell. So I've Googled the word restaurant like 50 times. Oh,
I have a tweet that's that like I spent like 30 or it was like spends 30 minutes trying to spell restaurant or something like that.
Definitely.
And embarrass.
Yeah.
That one's tough.
That one's tough for me. Embarrass. I'm like A-R-E, embarrass. I don't know.
Definitely. I like know it. It always gets me. The F-I-N-E-T-L-Y.
Definitely.
Definitely. I don't know. It always fucking gets me.
It's kind of funny. They're different for every person.
Yeah.
Because definitely has just never been a problem for me.
Definitely not. I'm just kidding.
Nice.
I was spelling one recently. I can't remember what it was.
When did you start vlogging?
I think sometime last year after David, Scott, and Zane started doing it. I was working at an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
Like, fuck, I need to make money somehow off this shit. So I can stop working.
Okay.
And then started it in like, I think like 20 or 30 videos in. I was able to quit my job. I got a brand deal. I'm like, see you later, motherfuckers. And then committed to like the LA. Because I was before, a while ago, I was going back and forth between LA and Orange County.
Yeah.
And then finally was able to make a little cash. Not like not that much, but enough to survive.
What do you mean going back and forth like for your job?
Yeah, I was a bartender at this restaurant in Laguna Hills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did people ever recognize you from?
A couple times. I know more from like, from being in Scott's Vines, like back in the day.
Okay.
People come up to the bar, but like.
That's how you guys started, right? You guys, did you guys Vine together?
He started first and then I was like more in his Vines.
Okay.
Like background. And then I had a Vine channel, but it wasn't like anything crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I remember seeing you guys together.
Oh really?
Like, yeah. 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 You guys were like a duo, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Zane and Heath.
Yeah. Like a Walmart Zane and Heath on Vine.
Did he collab with any of his other friends or was there just something like special about you? He's like, no, I'm going to work with Todd.
He did. He collabed with me first and then he used to have a girl roommate that he collabed with and then another friend, but that kind of like fell off. Then it was just more me and him.
Okay.
We used to talk about like before Vine, we're like, dude, this is so stupid. Like, dude, let's be famous actors or something like that. Let's like fucking, let's make it somehow.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to go on Vine. He created an account. Didn't do anything, deleted it. And he's like, dude, I'm gonna be famous like on Vine. And then like, that's when he started Vining and he was pretty successful on there. So
okay,
that's how it happened.
That's great. Did you guys grow up together?
Yeah. So we went to the same middle school and high school.
Okay.
And then we wrestled in high school and started becoming friends when my senior year, when he's a junior.
Okay.
Pretty much. And then like started like kind of like going to the party scene and then doing all that crap together. So
I didn't know Huntington, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know he grew up in Huntington.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
He's like my only friend from high school that I still talk to.
He's my only friend.
Yeah, you guys are just like some SoCal boys. And I think I've like talked to you about this. Like when you were like younger, like how did you like view LA since you were already like close to it in proximity? Mm. Did you see yourself in like, oh, you know, when I become like an adult, I'm going to be living out in LA? Or did you have your eyes elsewhere where you were like, I don't want to live in LA. That's not just LA. Like I'm so.
I saw LA as like this devilish town that I did not want to be a part of.
Really?
I hated LA.
Is that like, the general consensus?
Yeah, I would say so. Everyone that in like the Orange County beach area, they don't like LA. I mean, they'll go out in LA, but like growing up, I'm like, dude, screw LA. It's trafficy. It's just congested. I'm right next to the beach. I was 5 minutes from there. Like just like go to work and surf when I grow up. And that was my mindset. And so
it's kind of true.
Yeah.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And LA, I mean, yeah, it does suck, but and it has its perks too. So
I know he lives like it's like straight out of like the show, The OC, like how beautiful like your hometown is. Cause we went there for like your graduation party and I was just like, what? This is where you grew up? Like it's stunning.
This is actually what I want. Another thing I wanted to ask. Did you watch The OC growing up?
I did not. I saw a couple episodes, but I wasn't like a huge fan of The OC.
Okay.
Laguna
Beach in The Hills.
You did watch those.
Yeah, huge fan of The Hills.
Did people like watch it and were like, oh my gosh, they like live like nearby? Like,
yeah. Like I know the Laguna Hills High School, I've been by there 100 times, but like that's like where they went. So I still like think it's pretty crazy like going by there.
Did you know people like that knew them?
No.
Really?
They're probably like five
older.
Or 6 years older.
Okay.
Probably in their 40s now or some shit.
Yeah, because I think we were like in middle school when it was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was a huge fan of, this is more The Hills, Justin Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, he's the fucking cool man.
I used to have like a man bun because I grew out my hair because he had long hair. And get this, he was in Huntington one time, like when I first turned 21, I'm with my girlfriend. She watched the show with me and we saw Justin Bobby and she went to go say hi to him. And then he fucking DM'd her on when Instagram first came out or like he messaged her somehow. I'm like, God damn it.
No way.
Yeah, no, I don't think anything happened, but I was like, Justin Bobby's like my idol. He's about to bang my girlfriend.
You should have just let him.
I know.
I'd be a cuck for Justin Bobby.
I was at South by Southwest and Brody Jenner was like the guest DJ.
No.
And it like, I remember walking the party. I was like, damn, there are so many cute girls here. It was like a T-Mobile party. I'm like, what is T-Mobile doing tonight? Like, man, everybody here is on the Un-carrier network. Like, this is some good marketing going on.
T-Mobile has really changed their image.
Yeah. And then, like, sure enough, they were like, everybody, DJ Brody Jenner. And then all of these girls just, like, swarm the stage. But they're all, like, you know, our age.
Yeah.
Is that his DJ name?
I don't know.
DJ Brody Jenner in the mix.
He's like the Cameron Dallas of today.
Yeah.
Back then.
So he's old as fuck now, isn't he?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. He's probably, like, 27, 28. Or that's how old you are.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No. He has to be like early 30s.
Okay. That makes me feel better about myself.
I keep forgetting how old I'm getting. I still think I'm like 21.
Dude,
and so
do I.
Yeah, me too.
27 seems really old.
When are you turning 27 soon?
April.
Okay.
April, yeah. What about you?
November. So this year.
Should we go throw like a going away party?
That's funny because Devin and I always joke about 27, the 27 club.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, that's when we're going to die.
Yeah. Like,
the 27 club. Yeah. Who's in the 27 club? Like Amy Winehouse.
Kurt Cobain.
Jimi Hendrix. Yeah.
The guy from Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison, yeah.
Yeah. David Bowie.
He's like, David Bowie.
Prince, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Have you heard there's like a celebrity like death pool or whatever? Like you can like bet money on like celebrities when they're going to die.
I've heard about that.
What?
It's a website. You go on it and it says like who they're predicting is going to die. And it's kind of like a leader like chart or whatever. Okay. And if like maybe there's like a, like something comes out in the news is saying like, oh, Lindsay Lohan's like back on cocaine or whatever. She'll like move up on it. But I don't know if there's like actual money involved, but it's like a really weird website that exists.
There must be though.
Yeah.
Like, you can bet on anything. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
So yeah, then I think they bet on like celebrities who are going to die.
Like a Bitcoin or something?
You can bet in Bitcoin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, if I was ever famous enough to be on there, that's something that you would like, you know, one night when you're drunk, like you like bring out the Ouija board, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sort of like
that. You know, you're like, do you want to check out the death pool?
And everyone's let's see where you're at. It's like, okay, let's move on.
Let's get
wild tonight.
Let's move on.
Woo, you just watch yourself move up.
Yeah. I'm at the fucking top, baby.
Call TMZ. Yo, I'm doing coke right now. Just watch your name go up the list.
Boom, huge competition.
Oh, like, man. You want to be at the top. You're fucking crazy.
Dude, who was the girl that Justin Bobby was dating on the show?
Adriana.
Oh,
Adriana Patrick.
She's so pretty.
Dude,
the
I fucking
smile.
Served her in Huntington.
Really?
Yeah, I was a bartender for a summer down at Fred's off Main Street.
Oh, I thought you meant you like served her. Like, you were a collections agent.
Oh, yeah.
Or you like...
you've been served. Bitch.
Or you like beat her in a dance battle. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you just got served.
Yeah, dude, I own that chick in dancing.
No, I actually own her.
I served her.
So what? Okay, is she looking just as good as she did in the show?
This is probably 3 years ago. She was looking fucking fine. Yeah. Her and Brody Jenner used to come into Fred's for summer. You know, like the U.S. Open and that whole fucking shitty crowd type. I don't know what I'm saying. All that shit is bullshit.
Okay.
But regardless, they used to come into Fred's all the time and get drinks.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. It's so weird that it's like real. That the Laguna Beach and all that stuff. It's like real. Like these people like live there.
Yeah.
And they were just on a show, but like Orange County, like it is exactly like it was portrayed, you know?
Yeah. I gotta watch that. Is it on Netflix?
No, it's on Hulu.
Hulu?
Yeah. But you should absolutely watch that. See, did any of your friends watch it growing up? I'm just like curious if like people in my, like our generation.
The girls, like girls for sure did. I know that. Okay. Like that and Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I used to watch Gossip Girl. I had Laguna Beach on like the season collector's set DVDs. I went to like a Best Buy and it was on sale and I bought it. And I would watch like the bonus features and they would say like, what does a guy need to do on a date? And I'd watch it, like see what Elsie would say.
Elsie?
Oh, God.
Who's the other chick that Elsie, it was her friend.
Kristen Cavallari.
Kristen Cavallari, yeah.
But they were enemies.
Yeah, they didn't like each other. That was some good drama.
Yeah, great drama.
I wish we had that drama on social media today.
We do.
I mean, yeah.
Sort of. Not really anymore.
I was going to expose Aaron Carter yesterday, but I'm scared to do it.
What happened?
Basically, my friend.
Wait. If you're scared to do it, then like take a moment before you say it.
Well, I think just like
the you're about to expose him.
Cody's not. Well, one, I have screenshots and Aaron Carter... They can't see screenshots like on here, and I'm not going to show them.
Okay,
Twitter is just a more hard thing where I think Aaron Carter's going to see it. I don't think he's going to see it.
Okay,
basically, my friend's mom saw Aaron Carter in like Georgetown at like this thrift watch store, and she said like, I just met Aaron Carter. He was bargaining with the guy for $5,000 to buy this used Rolex watch or whatever. And he ended up buying the watch and then he posted on an Instagram saying that it was like a gift from Rolex themselves. He's like, thank you, Rolex, for this amazing gift. I love the watch so much. But she like saw him and he has the cash in his hand, like paying for this watch.
She's got pictures of it?
Yeah. And so, I had the screenshots of like the text from the mom. Where are you going?
Sorry, I
was like, I thought you were like, you had to like leave or something. No, no, no. I was like, you're like,
all right, guys.
I was just like,
just keep it going.
Where are you going?
Is that good of a story? Like, you have like call up somebody or like put it on a bigger screen.
He's like, yo, Aaron, I heard this about you, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, my guest is talking shit about you right
Matt
now.
Matt R. King.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, you have screenshots of this.
I have screenshots of it, and I like text messaged Christine and Elijah because Zane was like, I wouldn't do it because I don't know, that's like really risky. And then I texted Christine and Elijah because they've like interacted with him a few times, and Elijah was like, oh my god, that's hilarious. And Christine's like, Matt, if you do not post that, like in all caps. And I'm like, but Zane's telling me I shouldn't, so I haven't done it. But I don't know.
But Christine says yes.
Christine says yes. So I guess go for it. But then I don't want to get like.
Just post it right now and see what happens.
I don't know. Aaron Carter, I heard, apparently gets really sensitive about it.
Wait, Aaron Carter, this is the blonde old pop singer, right?
Yeah.
People around you got, come get it.
Oh, he's definitely like not in a good place, right?
Yeah. But he's buying a $5,000 used Rolex watch. So maybe he's in a good, bad place.
Like, yeah, I guess he's still got some money then,
gift
right?
Gift from Rolex. I've heard of people doing that, like fake brand deals or like, yeah, the gift from Rolex.
What's the point? Just to appear like you?
Yeah.
Like doing a fake influence?
Don't people know that Rolex like absolutely would never give anything away? Like, why would they need to?
Yeah.
They have the richest people on earth like buying their products regularly. Why would they have to like do influencer marketing? Oh yeah, we want to reach like the lower, like not like the lower class, but like we want to reach like the Instagram demographic.
15-year-olds buy a Rolex.
15-year-old kids that like could someday afford it. We want to reach them just so they know Rolex exists. People advertise Rolex without Rolex paying for it.
Yeah. Like, if you buy a Rolex, you're definitely posting that you bought a Rolex.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But he said, thanks, Rolex, for this amazing gift or something like that. Wow. Like,
what a fraud.
I know. I wonder. But Aaron Carter was my idol at one point in my life.
And
I don't want to, like, upset him or, like, him. I want to be blocked. I want to still be friends. He follows me, so I just.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, but he follows, like, 20,000 people, so it's, like, not that cool.
You're verified, too, so he'll probably see it, though.
I know. But I'm not going to at him.
Yeah.
I had the hair. I went like this.
He hit a middle part. Yeah, dude. That was like in his first album, and then it was Aaron's party, and he kind of had this dude.
Yeah, he had like a huge hair, right?
Yeah, he did.
I think my hair now is as close, as close to his hair back then as my hair has ever been.
He was like secretly trying to find it like a couple weeks ago. Like, I just want to be like Aaron Carter again. Like, fuck.
Like, wonder what Aaron's doing. Pop on thing. Damn, he just got a new Rolex. I'm gonna grow up my hair out like him.
Oh, shit.
I always wanted to be Aaron, man.
Do you guys ever get followed by those accounts that follow 300,000 people?
Yeah,
yes. And you're like. What is the point? Like, what is the point?
And they've like written a book and stuff. But yeah. It's like, I've written this book. I am a social media guru. I see the future. I have like,
I see like, the future. Like, they want a follow back from everyone they follow. So they just like have an equal like 300,000 followers and they follow 300,000 people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but it's like, nobody knows who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
They're always a dude that's written a book. That's so true. It's always a guy that's written a book and they claim to be like a social media.
Ugh.
And you know that they actually think they are.
Oh,
God. Like if they sit down in the same room as you, they're going to like tell it like, you know, like Gary. Oh, now I bring it
up. Oh, now you bring it up. I was going to wait for like the end.
Fuck.
Cody has this thing where I always bring up Gary Vaynerchuk. Like
every time we're together, he brings up Gary V.
Who's this?
You don't know who Gary Vaynerchuk?
Not Gary Vito from the Lakers?
Here we go. No, wait.
He's the trainer.
He's the future owner of the New York Jets is who Gary Vaynerchuk is. And I don't know.
Yeah, here we fucking go.
What were we talking about?
Oh, the guys. Like, I feel like it's always like a Gary V type dude where it's like he'd sit you down and be like, oh, so you want to know about social media, huh? Well, let me tell you something.
Thing is, I'm a storyteller. All right. I tell stories. Okay.
Let me tell you how. It's like, yeah, but look, like two people are liking your tweets, dude.
Yeah. It's they go on like panels like in like I don't know, like Iowa. Like the social media panel in Iowa, and they're just sitting there like
he has over 800,000 followers on Twitter.
And people
are like, but he follows 600,000. I just want to go to one of those things and confront those guys. Like,
but they wouldn't care. The people in the audience like actually think that's a crazy thing. Dude, it takes two steps. You go one step. You go on Fiverr. You just pay $5 and you buy 200,000 followers. Yeah. It's the same shit. Or you just get a bot that follows people.
Yeah, you get
people.
A bot. Want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
Off that?
Yeah.
Back when like when Instagram first came out and before Vine, Scott got a bot for Instagram.
No way.
And he got... And he got us a bot.
Exposed.
Yeah.
I think he's told me this.
But no, his account got deleted 4 times. That's why he's Vanilla Ding Dong. Because like, he was originally like Scott Sire. I'm not Scotty Sire. Scotty Sire. Scott G Sire. And then he got banned 4 times because he used to like post semi-nudes and then use the bot. And so that's why he's Vanilla Ding Dong. Wow. Ever since then, yeah.
What?
And so all his followers got taken away. Like when he had like, had the bot.
No way.
Yeah.
What's semi-nude?
Like...
Like how semi-nude are we talking about?
I'll show you a photo later. I don't know where it's at, but it's like him sitting on his knees in his bed with like the covers covering his dick. And he's just like...
Semi-nude.
Oh, like yeah, yeah. I think
like,
I've seen.
Like a chick.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got banned a few times from Instagram.
Dude, that's so funny. I was just talking about this on Wednesday on my podcast. I was talking about how people have backup accounts now. Like I follow a bunch of models and they all have backup accounts. That's what they call them. So they'll post on their stories and be like, hey, follow my backup account. It's like,
they say backup account?
Yeah. It's like, why do you have a backup account? And they post the same shit. It's not different
what?
Shit. It's not like a fun account and a normal account. It's like,
not like a Finsta?
They just post the same picture.
Doing it just in case. Either if you have a backup account, it's either like you're hiding something or like something's going to get resurfaced where you're going to get like taken down, or you're just like,
what are you?
I don't know. Or you really know that like how terribly responsible you are when it comes to your own cybersecurity.
I'm probably going to forget it. So I should do a backup account.
They have like the same passwords for both accounts.
Yeah, right.
Like similar names. I don't know.
Same password for both accounts.
It's
they're like, well, I'm probably going to get hacked. So better make another account with the same password.
don't fucking hack me 69.
Oh no.
I think it's that they know they're doing sketchy shit, like they're getting follow bots, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then so their Instagram accounts are getting deleted.
Yeah.
That's the only explanation I can think, because it's proven by the fact
Then shut down the accounts. Yeah. I think if you are like using bots and getting fake followers,
it's terrible.
Shut it down.
And Instagram's so much smarter today than they were in 2012, where they can catch on to a bot.
Yeah.
And see what
automatic. Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like, my friends, when this was happening, I'd be at work and they're like, dude, what the fuck? How is Todd getting these likes, right? And they're like, wait, he's at work and liking all these photos. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah.
And so,
yeah.
You know.
You have those. Like, I have a lot of friends that use those engagement things where it's like, when you go to like the news page on Instagram and it's like, so-and-so liked 10 photos and they're all like weird selfies from like Middle Eastern dudes.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what? Who were they following?
And you comment, nice photo. Nice photo, smiley face.
I know. Someone tweeted like, because Katy Perry apparently just hit like 100 million followers on Twitter. She's like now the most followed person.
What?
And then like someone was like, they're like, I don't know. They did like a tweet quote thing. I'm like, yeah. And all of them are eggs. And it's like, sure. Like, you know, eggs, like the avatar. Whatever she did, it's just, it's all fake. But she just wanted to be the first person to do it.
Huh.
Like, yeah.
There's some people, actually two things. One thing, one time we bought, like as a prank, we bought my friends a bunch of followers and he was like pissed because it's like the shittiest thing ever. Like he went from like 200 followers, just like of his close friends, to like 10,000. And so all of our friends reaching out being like, how did Q get so many followers? But like his engagement was super shitty.
Yeah.
So people thought that he bought them.
Oh yeah.
And he was fucking pissed about it. So if you ever want to prank your friends, do that.
Same engagement.
I know. I'm like, I love like catfishing like accounts or like girls I know who like think they have like such a big Instagram following. And then you look and you're like, really?
Yeah.
You see like 200 likes on here and one comment. And this was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It's like 70,000 followers with 50 likes. It's just weird.
Yeah. Dude, I was with Corinna yesterday and she was like breaking down engagement for me, like percentage wise. She was breaking down engagement. Like she was like, mathematically, she's like, you should have 10% the number of followers you are liking your pictures. That's the ideal engagement. And I was kind of like, yo, you're not wrong, but God, it's so depressing to think about that stuff, isn't it?
It doesn't matter. Like,
it's just so depressing. I don't know. Like, I mean, in our industry, that's important, right? Yeah. That's a number you should think about. But for some reason, it feels really dirty to think about.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
for sure.
telling her that she needs to like think and view it like that?
I mean, I think she just from observation, I think.
So your likes need to be 10% of your followers.
That's a good number.
Okay.
Right. That's like, I guess it's kind of true. I thought about it for a second. It's like, that is kind of ideal in terms of like people who are like popping. See, mm-hmm. this is another, I hate talking
yeah,
about this.
Yeah, like, no, it's a weird real. Standard. It's very yeah, real.
It's so weird to think is. About. Or, yeah, talk about, definitely.
No, just, yeah.
If you dive into your following and like your percentages that much, it's just like, how into yourself are you? Like, fuck.
Yeah, but at the same
but
time,
I get it with
like,
brands and stuff. Like, exactly. You want to like, but I feel like if like you're making money off of it, I mean, you should care about it. I care about it, but like seeing yeah. like, make sure like for like brands and stuff, but like, I'm not going to like be in my phone all day, every day talking about that shit with my friends.
Yeah. I mean, it's so. Interesting because it kind of ties back to these guys who claim to be social media gurus uh-huh. and like why we're different.
Yeah.
Because in terms of like people who are actually gurus, I'm not going to say I'm a guru, but I'm saying like the crew, like the vlog squad and yeah. all those people, they have kind of fucking mastered. You guys have kind of fucking mastered that, like yeah. how to get people, or like, I guess just social media as an industry.
Yeah.
Right.
It's, yeah. It's
how like to make them like how to get people most involved and most entertained and all that stuff. Like you guys are the ones that people should be like looking at,
mm-hmm.
not these fucking social media girls. So in a sense, it's like you should be looking at these numbers and like mm, whatever,
yeah, yeah.
but it's part of the charm that we don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
No, exactly. No, yeah. And it's so much people don't like, I don't know. They get so caught up in thinking like how social media needs to be.
Yeah.
When like so much of the charm of like having an audience is by not caring about
yes.
that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you don't yes. need yes. Yes. always yes. to be like, hey guys, I uploaded a new that's video. Awful. Just yep. like give me the no, link. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's subtle. Like yep. just like yep. your audience will like you for that. You don't have to formally follow some rubric. Like you're turning in like an
yeah, like a formula.
A class project. Like, yeah.
I think Alex Ernst is like the perfect example of this because he does not give a fuck about like Instagram. He posts once a month. YouTube never posts, but he's popping on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, he's not even trying. I've yeah. never heard anything come out of his mouth that was regarding Instagram or numbers or percentages.
Yeah.
You know, the kid's, and he's killing it without yeah. like wanting to.
That's crazy.
You know,
what's he? So I know this is something I want to talk about. David's new house.
Uh-huh.
He's living with David now?
Yeah. David and Alex are living together.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, house is fucking sick.
Dude. Yeah. Right?
We were just there last
stupid,
night.
Stupid, man.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. Dude. Like, every night I'm always like, are we going to David's? Like, you're really excited because yeah. it's just like.
It's so yeah. sick. Dude.
And you don't have to worry because it's not somebody's parents' house. Like, yeah. you're not having to be like, do we have to leave? Oh, yeah, my gosh, yeah. my parents, like, oh, my it's God, they're so getting true. Home. Everyone leave.
Yeah, it's or like, oh, I don't want to, like, leave cans around, like, or smoke outside or whatever. Yeah. It's like, it's so sick.
Yeah.
Because it feels like someone's parents' house, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. oh, for sure. Yeah. The view is insane.
Yeah.
The view is stupid.
Is that gonna is it gonna change the? Because you guys are going over there now a lot, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Is that what his intention is? Like, is that you? Because I know he like cares a lot about like distance and the dynamic. Yeah. With,
I think
like,
it's
the squad
just,
and everything.
We're definitely just respect David of like if he's doing something, he's filming something, and he's just like not right now. It's like yeah, okay, yeah. cool. Like I don't know. We don't show up there unannounced.
No. Yeah, no. I'm like, just wondering if
like
he
hanging out at the houses or
yeah, it is like well, how he like is he at your guys' house yeah. and like
he was just
gotta be a concern yeah. for. Him and you guys also yeah, yeah. like in terms of like just definitely. Like changing David's, that anytime something like that happens it's like changes the dynamic a little mm-hmm. bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. David said like he prefers like still going back to his apartment sometimes. Like,
oh really?
Rather yeah. than, like, he likes how the thing is cool, but he misses the apartment because that's like was his element where like mm-hmm. it all kind of started and
yeah.
you know when he shifted up.
Yeah.
But I think I liked it like better for like us as like a group hanging out. It was really nice. We were all watching a movie the other night, just like having yeah. food and just hanging out. It was like, oh, this is nice. Cause we don't do that at Zane's house.
Yeah.
We did that used to do at the house, but it was on yeah. those shitty leather seats.
Yeah, yeah.
And just now, like I felt like I was finally at like nice home couch. With friends. Like yeah. it was a good feeling.
And like, you don't have to worry about no one's filming. You just kick back.
Yeah.
Smoke a little bit and watch a movie.
Yeah.
No one's in your face about getting their content.
Yeah. I was in Hollywood yesterday when I did a video with Karina. That's why I was with her. I picked her up and we were like driving to find some like a restaurant or something to eat at before the video. And we drove past David's apartment. I had no idea where it was. And there was like a van full of kids getting out with the merch on. And Karina was like, oh my God, they're getting out to see them. And I was like, wait, is this David's apartment? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, people know.
Oh yeah. If you watch his vlogs, people come by all the time.
I see that, but I wouldn't like the chances of it means it must happen more often.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that the case? Like, have you ever been there when people...
Yeah. So I don't know if I can say, I can say this. Alex sent us a video of someone trying to open their door in the apartment. And then he goes to the people and it's this girl walking away and coming back and trying to open the door again.
Oh
like,
no.
That's how it's so scary.
That's what, yeah. That's where like, I think it's been like all fun and games.
Yeah.
But now it's like,
people,
don't
like, it's like every day.
I couldn't imagine being David Bro. Though. And then there's people who are constantly so waiting outside my place, like tweeting at me going, come outside. Like there yeah. are people that who wait there for for hours to see them.
And he lives there. Well, he used to. Yeah, hopefully that won't happen with the new.
He even said in his video, like, come to my old apartment. Don't come to my house. Like, clearly.
Yeah, okay.
And he's still going to, like, keep the apartment, I guess.
Well, we have people dropping off cakes for David at our house. Like, congrats on 1 billion views.
Oh, yeah. When David was in the hospital, there were two girls that were, like, walking outside, like.
Oh, you hit 1 billion views?
Yeah, I think so.
Holy fuck.
I didn't see about that. That's what
the remember he hit 1 billion on Vine? Like, how many, like, that was, like, kind of cool? That was, like, wow, 1 billion views. Bravo.
Just crazy.
wait, fuck, I had another thing I was going to say.
Was it about the house?
Yeah, I forget what it was. God damn it.
Movie room?
No.
Oh, there's a movie room. We're going to be having, like, movie nights.
I saw that in the vlog.
Oh, yeah.
Or in his house tour or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't even see that when we were over there for the party.
Really?
Yeah. I just thought it was like that one, and it's sick, and there was like a room off the side.
It has to get like the sound set up, but I'm like, I've been like telling Alex, because Alex like watching movies. I'm like, Alex, movie night, like whatever movie you are like going to watch, like let me know and I'm going to come over. I love just like watching a movie in the theater.
I love just best.
Kicking back
and watching movies.
Yes. It's fun.
I tried watching Logan the other night.
I didn't.
No, I just was like a little bit drunk, so I
couldn't. You know what I'm seeing tonight? Baby Driver.
Oh,
Ansel Elgort, John Hamm, Jamie Foxx. He's like this, like
kid. My friend who's like a producer guy. He said he saw like an early producer screening. He was like, dude, it's fucking amazing. He's like, it's the new. And then he said some old classic.
Okay.
He was like, dude, Ansel Elgort is fucking incredible. That kid can do no wrong.
I know.
He's a DJ too, right?
Yeah.
Did you see him on Late Show with James Corden or whatever?
No.
You haven't seen this?
No.
Oh,
he's just
God.
A killer or what?
Yeah, here.
God damn it.
Let me show you guys this.
And he's in Fault in My Stars.
Yeah.
So he's an actor, right? Mm-hmm. And then he was a DJ for a while. He was like making like EDM music and DJing under another like moniker. Is that the correct term? Alias?
One of those, yeah.
Alias.
And then he changed his name to Ansel Elgort, his like musician name, and dropped that like one song that went like crazy big, Home Alone or whatever.
Time told her.
Yeah. And then now he's doing this other movie, which will be a gigantic hit. And now he's releasing two more songs.
I'm like, getting chills. I'm getting chills right now, just like thinking of like him and just that's so cool. Like he's like actor, musician.
He's an artist. You know what I'm saying? Like God. It's crazy. So here, check this out. I'm gonna play this.
Really, I just got chills. Like, all of
that. I want to do that.
1 second, sorry.
Are you going to get copyrighted for this, for pulling it up?
Do you think so? Just the sound.
I mean, on Joe Rogan, they don't, like, play videos.
Yeah, they do.
I think it's like a news video. Oh, maybe. But especially if there's, like, something that's been on David Letter, James Corden, it might get pulled.
Oh, fuck.
I think, yeah.
Damn it. All right, well, you have to take my word for it. So he, like...
So it's pretty sick.
Because you know how Jamie Foxx is in it as well.
Yes.
And he's an amazing singer, too. Mm-hmm. He's a musician as well. He's kind of the same... As Ansel Elgort, just like a fucking artist and just good at everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes up and he sings. They're doing like a riff battle. So Jamie Foxx goes up and sings something, does like a cool riff with his voice or whatever. And James Corden is like doing his thing where he's like, I don't know, you could do that. and then Ansel Elgort comes out and everyone's like cheering. And he like takes the mic from Jamie Foxx. And he's like, Jamie, he's like, I just think you're trying too hard. And he turns around. He's like, it should be natural. And the music starts playing and he fucking just... goes into this like ballad. I think he's singing I don't know, it's some classic like Brown Eyed Girl or something, and like the voice like goes up and you know what I'm saying, he's doing these crazy what's it called,
chills again.
I wish I could play it because we'll play it after.
Show us after.
I mean, like, fun. I could play it out loud and then it won't, like, if the sound is,
it's just not fair though,
right?
Fucking talent.
It's like, let me be good at one of those things. Why you gotta have all of them? You're just, it's unfair. All right.
Be hard. All right. And it should be easy. You know what I'm saying?
One, two. I know it sounds funny, but I just. Jeez.
I'm gonna take it away for a second so it doesn't.
What an asshole.
I'm
easy like Sunday morning. Oh, he's good.
Isn't it crazy when people are going ape shit?
You played it for me at your old apartment when we were like having like a little rooftop party. And I was like, is this Sam Smith's like new song? Who is this? You're like, this is Ansel Elgort.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got some fucking vocals.
Some pipes.
Yeah. The kid's got some, like, it down there.
Kid's got some pipes on him.
Dude, pipes. And he was in like one of the most romantical movies. Romantical movies ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Are you trying to act at all? Are you trying to?
Yeah. Trying to. I mean, that was like my original goal, and then stopped doing that. And then now I'm trying to like take some classes here, hopefully soon. But
okay,
I don't have like a theatrical agent or anything like that.
Yeah. Are you like any class and like you're just gonna do like a scene work?
Yeah.
Class?
So actually, before I moved here like 3 years ago, I was going to Anthony Mindel's.
Yeah. That's where I'm going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
So I went there. Yeah, I went there for a year. Stopped. Couldn't afford it. And then actually, I was in Thailand, and he messaged me. Like, hey Todd, how you doing? I'm shooting some features. Would you like? I want you to be a part of my projects. I'm like, oh, shit. So like, and then I'm like, I have no skills right now, like nothing. So maybe I can like do a class. So I'm hoping just get back into back into the class.
Dope, yeah, dude, yeah. Join my class.
Are you? What it's days do you go?
Good Wednesdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, definitely.
Where is it?
It's off Melrose.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great class.
Now you guys know where to find it. Yeah,
like, right as I came out of my mouth, I was like,
no, the name is already, like you already said.
Yeah, you can just Google it. Yeah.
Now you guys know where to find me on Wednesday.
what time do you go?
Not saying that.
My bad.
I'll tell you more about afterwards. Yeah. My teacher and shit is great. I had a great class today.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's real cute.
No, yeah, it was a good place when I was there. But.
Do you? Because weren't you on like a reality show or something?
Yeah, I was on acting like I forgot what the name. Sweet Home Alabama.
Gee, what was it? Back in the day,
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah,
was the name of the
show.
Oh, I thought the movie. No. I love the one with Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah,
good, just romantic comedy
in the South.
Yeah, for the South, Texas folks would like it. It's Alabama, but go on.
So I can kiss you anytime I want. I'm just kidding. That's a lot.
Oh,
of
get no,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Why you want to go and marry me anyhow? Because I can kiss you anytime I want.
Stop, dude.
You brought a baby to a bar.
This is going to get copyrighted, too.
No, these won't. No, it's in Alabama.
Is that Reese? But I was in season 4, Sweet Home Alabama. It aired on CMT Friday nights at 8 o'clock.
So you were on primetime television?
Yeah, I would say so.
That's sick.
Primetime television.
That's a big deal.
That is amazing.
And it was just, dude, it was actually loads of fun. I met a bunch of new guys. It was 10 city guys, like New York, LA, wherever. And then 10 guys from Alabama, all fighting for this one girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then so there was like a little tweak there was a little twist, right? This girl, she's like 19 at the time, I think. I'm 22. There's like 30-year-olds on the show. And they bring back this girl's favorite from the previous season. So it's like the Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Okay.
Right? So they bring this guy back and everyone like knows who he is and they're like, wow, this is fucking not fair. Like she's going to choose him. Like she had a crush on him like the year prior. And so he ends up winning it, of course. I finished third.
Oh, this is a reality show.
This is a reality TV show, yeah.
I was thinking this is like a drama. And I'm going home tonight. And now I'm going to look up these episodes you're in. But I was like, what? You had lines? Like you were this guy competing for this girl? Like, oh, wow. Like, let's see. You were 22? Like, wow.
No, Zane made a vlog about it. I have long hair. I have a man bun. And he shows my date. Yeah.
That's all I knew because I'd seen that. When you guys like reacted to you like kissing her or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was the first one to kiss her.
Really?
I totally thought I was going to win this show. I'm like, I'm going to fucking win this show, take this girl, and fucking look like this macho guy.
Yeah.
Ended up getting, finished top three.
Okay.
But I think it was kind of twisted because they wanted a guy from Alabama to win.
Okay.
And so that was my theory.
Wow. But, how did it happen? How did you get on the show?
So back to working at Fred's, this girl that worked there, she knew the producer and she was on like two seasons ago, like one of the seasons of the show.
Yeah.
And she knew him and she's like, hey, like you should totally have my friend Todd on the show. Like he's a bartender in Huntington, like has long hair, blah, blah, blah. So they contacted me and then did some interviews and then they flew me out to Alabama.
What? And just like that?
Freaking just like that, yeah. I was gone for a month and a half, no phone, like no contact, no nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
What part of Alabama?
Mobile.
Yeah. You know that? Yeah, I know Mobile.
And then at the time, actually, there was a hurricane coming up Mobile, so it was intense. It was a fun show. Like we just get wasted every night. When I had my date, I don't dip, and so I dipped for the first time the previous night. I was wasted. out in the dock. And fucking, I just start yakking and throwing up. The camera like tries to follow me into the bathroom too. I'm just throwing my guts up. And then the next morning I get woken up at 7 a.m. and it's my date. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then they're like, what do you want to drink? I'm like, Jameson ginger ale. And then
in the morning?
Yeah. I get like 7:30 in the morning. And because I had to get ready for my date, they had to drive me like an hour away.
Did they want you to like drink before the?
Yeah, they like, want like me to loosen up. A little bit, you know?
Okay. Do they promote like craziness basically?
Yeah. They try to keep it like low key, but they want the craziness. Like they provide alcohol for like, just like the fights and the emotions and you know, the back and forth of the guys.
Whoa. And so where's the girl now? Did she like still, is she with the guy?
She's actually still with the guy.
No.
Surprisingly.
Way.
Yeah. I did not think it was going to last at all.
So the thing is like he wins and it's not like the Bachelor. You have to get like married or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't it's have to just
get married.
Like, you just,
they win money.
No money involved. I know.
What's the point?
What was at stake? Just for this love? Girl yeah. from Alabama
finding love in the South.
But oh, okay.
So it was fun.
Did you get like? Did you get like followers from it or anything?
No, I mean I had a Twitter. I mean I got a few like fan accounts then from Twitter, but it didn't like really do much.
Do you still get recognized so,
from that? No.
If we went to Mobile, would we get recognized?
I don't know.
Are you the guy from 5 years ago?
I thought you were going to win.
I thought. I liked you. I love the man bun.
Yeah, you had the long hair.
I didn't recognize it, but now I see it. I see it.
And you dipped, didn't you, for the first time? You yeah. All over the pool.
You poor little thing. I saw you puking.
Poor little thing.
Actually, we went to a high school football game for the show, and nobody like knew who we were, but they knew we were part of the TV, like on a TV show.
Yeah.
I probably took 50 photos with like different high school girls. And I felt so cool.
Oh, so cool.
I had no idea who I was. And it was just like taking photos with me.
Yeah. I always like wonder that when like I watched The Bachelor, like they always like go to the guy's like hometown or whatever. And like, he's like goes to like the high school football game and everyone's just like, yeah, we love Jason. I'm like, I don't think the whole town knows you like this well. Yeah. You haven't even been on TV yet. Or like everybody, like it's just they like their hometown like celebrates. Like he's like a celebrity. Well, like he hasn't even been on TV yet.
No, aren't they always part of the past seasons now? Isn't that the thing?
I mean, maybe you're right.
It's always someone that's like been on the last season.
That's
now
like
that
the new Bachelor or Bachelorette. So, yeah, usually it is. But dude, what's funny about these country guys that when I was on the show, they like preached like honesty, loyalty. They don't care about materialistic things or fame or anything like that. Yeah. These guys were thriving off the cameras. Like these guys wanted to be famous so bad.
Really?
Like on Twitter, on Instagram, like they wanted it. And they had it for probably like 2 months where like this like little fame.
Huh.
And they loved it.
Do they ever like hit you up like, Toddy, remember me, Sweet Home Alabama? Let's collab, dude. Let's collab. Maybe do like a react to the old episode. Like, huh?
React.
I think you could, that could be something fun, dude. It's a sizable market that used to watch that show, dude.
You can link my description.
I still get recognized down in Mobley.
Yeah.
Mobley.
Oh, man. Yeah, we can do a meet and greet at the Piggly Wiggly or something like that. How about that?
Happy Gilmore, come on down.
So wait, the date that you went on the mm-hmm. show, was everything real? Like in terms of like, was it weird like having a Mac on this chick and like spit game while knowing that like there's like eight cameras and the producer's like breathing down your neck? Like, oh yeah, that's some good shit.
So like a lot of it was like, they kind of like push things like this shit I said in there, like all the sentimental stuff. I just pulled out of my ass and I tried to like force myself to like her, which I liked her for like a week and a half or 2 weeks. I was like jealous of these guys, you know, macking on her.
Yeah.
But like, I try to like amp it up as much as I could just to stay on the show.
Yeah.
You know, and like hopefully like end up like winning her over or whatever.
Yeah.
And so before I kissed her, I was like about to kiss her. The producer's like in this boat. He's like, kiss her. I'm like, what the fuck? So I ended up making out with her in the water. Or whatever, like we had like this romantic date on the beach, which there's cameras like right in your face, and like I'm like on my arm like this, like straining my shoulder. It's fucking hot. And I'm like just like uncomfortable, and like I just like my eyes are squinting. God. And I just want this to be over.
And you and, know like, grandma's fuck, gonna dude. Be watching
yeah,
this.
Exactly. Like. And so fucking got through it, ended up like kissing her some more and like trying to like open up emotionally. I'm almost 20 fucking 2 years old. I'm not gonna open up emotionally. But I like try to like find my inner self, you know, and like tell her who I am and my past relationships and all that shit. And it was,
man,
it was like acting, kind of trying to semi acting, you know.
Yeah.
And did you see? You saw the Zane's YouTube video?
I don't think I watched it, but I saw the thumbnail, and it like was clearly you with long hair in a thing, and it was like reacting to Todd's like scene on the reality TV or whatever. So that's
I gotta watch it now. I haven't seen it.
It's from a long time ago,
right?
Yeah. Was it the Zane's video?
Yeah. And like when I got voted off or when I got kicked off, I tried to play it up too. I'm like, you really want to let me go? Like, are you serious? I'm like trying to make myself cry just to like kind of like play it up. I don't know. It was just fucking.
She said you got to go or did like, they vote
like,
you off?
I had to like walk back there and she called like us a fling and that we would never last.
Really?
And all this stuff. Yeah. She's like, you're just a fling. And like,
did that hurt?
A little bit because she literally pulled me aside one time and it was like a group date. She's like, hey, like, I just like want you to know, like, you're my favorite. And like, I think she was super into it at one point.
That's crazy.
And then
man.
Like, it just went another direction. And that's when I thought it was solid. I'm like, oh, I'm taking this thing home.
Reality TV is a fucking crazy thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I have a friend of mine from back home who just like wants to be on The Bachelorette. Like,
yeah.
That's her like goal.
Really?
Or to be on The Bachelor. Yeah. Like she's just all about it.
It's nuts.
It's crazy. I'm like, go for it. I would love to have a friend who's on there so I can ask you all the questions and stuff. But yeah. I'm like, I don't know. It's not the best decision or like.
No.
I don't know.
Sorry, guys. Hold on. I'm going to start this.
I don't know if we talked about this last time, but that's the craziest thing about those shows is that like, it's not that far from a possibility for anyone to get on those things.
Yeah.
Like it's not like acting in where like, you know, you're watching a movie and you're kind of like, eh, it's like a pipe dream one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you live in LA and you see a billboard and you're like, yeah, maybe one day, you know, that'll be me sort of. Reality TV is like, all it takes is for you to like meet the right producer or just like, you know what I mean? Know someone who knows someone like my roommate's roommate. Like my roommate knew the producer or whatever. Her roommate like wasn't really doing anything, was super hot girl, super charming girl, but like didn't really have a job or whatever. And she's like put her application in for her for The Bachelor and she got like three callback interviews. Jesus. That's all it took.
Wow.
And it's like that's why it's like a funny thing. Because it's like literally anybody can do it.
But I feel like they look for certain types of people. Like you have to be like a caricature. Like you have to be this like archetype of like a man. Like nobody on the show is like actually just like genuine or like, this is ridiculous. Like if I was on there, I'd be like, we're on The Bachelor for God's sake. Like come on, guys. Like what are we arguing about?
Yeah,
like but no one ever brings that up because they want everybody to be like all neurotic about like the dynamic of it all.
Dude, real quick, like the guys in the house in our show, like there was almost like a full on brawl.
Really?
Nuts, yeah.
Wow.
Just fucking craziness.
Because of the alcohol or because they were like competing for the girl or what?
Alcohol competition and like the city guys were like making fun of like the southern guys in their hats and like it just.
And you puked on them because of the dip.
Yeah.
They're fighting Todd's off in the corners puking. Wait up for me, guys.
Wait. I actually wrestled some guy.
Really?
Like a jiu-jitsu match, in the fucking living room. It was like this like southern like MMA fighter and like we're like drunk and we're outside and he's talking like how good he is. I'm like, dude, I do jiu-jitsu, like jiu-jitsu, like, wanna roll? And we're like just drunk, just like some trunks on and just like full on sweating, two sweaty dudes just going at it.
No way. Oh my God, that must have been, the producers must have loved that.
Yeah.
Wow.
They only use it in the commercial though.
Did you get paid well? Can you do any tricks? Let's see it.
No, I can't. You've mastered the
three-finger hop.
The three-finger hop.
Really?
Yeah. I'm glad I even nailed it in front of Cody, so if I mess up now, I don't like completely embarrass myself. Well, I'm going to move this microphone.
Because we started at the same... We both got these at the same time, and then...
I'm not going to do it.
That was a complete disaster.
But I can do the three-finger hop. I get nervous when like, I'm on the spot, but I can do it.
It was always my dream growing up to be on Big Brother because I used to watch that show. I don't know, did you guys ever watch that show?
Yeah.
Big Brother reality show where like 10 people are in the house together or whatever and they can't leave. And my family and I were obsessed with it growing up. We watched it. It was like a family activity. You know what I mean?
Big Brother.
That's a weird. Big Brother, don't they have like sex like late at night or like it's like.
Oh, yeah, they do.
All right.
I'll get all their fucking beds.
And this is like a family show.
those parts were a little bit awkward with my
family. Yeah.
Dude.
That's how I actually learned about sex. Was Big Brother.
Yeah. We're going to have a talk after this, all right?
But so one day, it's always been my dream to be on that show, right? And it's always it was always unattainable because they only take Americans. And I'm a Canadian, so I couldn't. There's a Big Brother Canada, but it's just like not as good. Just like every other Canadian
Everyone's
show.
Too friendly to each other. Like, there's no, like, drama. No like, drama. Yeah.
Oh, you fucked up.
I mean, we want to vote you off, but I just.
And one day, I get a tweet. From someone, because it still happens every summer, Big Brother does. And I don't watch it anymore. But one day I get a tweet from someone in like last July, and they were like, oh my God, the housemates on Big Brother are talking about you right now. Because you can go, you can pay to live to see the live stream from inside the living room at any time. And so someone had paid and was watching them, and they were like, they're talking about you right now. And I was like, what? No way. And I was like, can someone give me a video or something? I like text or like replied to her or whatever, and she ended up sending me the clip or something, and it was these two guys that were like in the house guests or whatever, and they were talking about Vine. They're like, who's your favorite Viner? And the one guy's like, dude, you've heard about Cody Ko? He's fucking hilarious.
Hey, that's
and watching
awesome.
That, I was like, dude, it's come full circle.
That's so cool.
Like, I was like, my childhood, like, you know what I mean? Like childhood yeah. me being like, oh, dude.
Wow.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as good as being on a fucking reality show no, like you, but it's
people
like
people talking about you, like your Vines and stuff.
Yeah. Weird. Weird. Bizarre.
Damn.
Super bizarre. That's yeah. Crazy. It's just a funny little story there.
My favorite Viner, Cody Ko. Dude, I love him, man.
I was just like, yo, this is like a dream, wow. dude.
When was that? Like the beginning of Vine, or had you already pretty established?
No, it was last summer. It? Oh, whoa. I think. Yeah, it was like before. Well, no, maybe 2 summers ago. Before. Yeah. When did it die?
October, this year? October like last year.
2016.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So crazy, man.
What are you going to do when Vine dies?
That's what I remember. Oh, man. I still kind of hate when people call me a Viner.
Yeah.
In my comments or whatever, people are like, hey, he's the Viner.
Yeah. yeah. I'm glad it's like over.
Yeah.
But I miss it. I just miss like being on the toilet and watching it, or like yeah. waking up in the morning and just like, I'm like so like hungover. I don't have like the attention to watch like a whole video. I just want to like.
There's a bunch of YouTube compilations now that are like popping yeah. off. You see that?
Oh, I know they're popping off. I know that.
Yeah. Like I miss Vine and uh-huh. like Viners that kept me alive and all this stuff. Like, past tense titles.
Okay. But they're like, still old Vines?
They're still all old Vines, okay. but like they're new compilations of people being like, I miss Vine, like okay. basically like memorials that are like totally getting hundreds of thousands of views.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Who's getting paid off those?
I don't know. Shit. People who are claiming the videos,
yeah.
I guess, whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, funny story. I was telling Matt this last week. I'm not sure if you brought it up when we went out, but it was before I met you and like my girlfriend. Like we always like used to like play this game. Like if I followed chicks, she like a hot model chick, she'd like, or whatever, like she's like, oh, who are you following? And she followed you. I'm like, oh, why'd you follow Cody Ko? And she's like, oh, because he's funny. I'm like, oh, I'm not funny. But it was like a little like back and forth, like, you know, like in your face. Yeah, kind of thing. Like, I think I told Matt that.
It was yeah. before you guys met?
I think it was like after. Before, like, I knew you from like whatever, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. before like we hung out.
Okay, yeah.
Guys, but it was funny.
Oh, cracks in the relationship. Oh, yeah. I might just slide into
you. You see me just picking up my phone?
Stop, you fucker. Are you about to DM her?
Have you said
no?
You
I'm saying her name
or like
what's that?
Have you seen her?
No, I haven't met. Have I met your girlfriend?
I don't think so.
Did
no.
I meet her last time around?
No,
I've never met her.
She's 20.
She's beautiful.
Really?
She's beautiful.
Is she? I was surprised that when you told me you had a girlfriend last time when we hung out, we went out, and it was like I think the first time like I went out with all you guys in a long time, and you were like, you told me you had a girlfriend, and I was like, it's funny because on the vlogs or whatever, your character is yeah. like the guy who fucking fucks a lot, right?
Yeah.
So that was like kind of, was that like true up into the point where you got a girlfriend? And it was like, I mean, you don't have to answer that. No, it's like, because I know your girlfriend's probably watching this right now. They're like, better answer this wisely, Todd.
Yeah. No, Toddy. I'm a good kid. You know?
Fair enough.
No, yeah.
Fair enough. But that is, it's like kind of still your character.
David tries to, you know, scratch it out of me.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, just because like, she's like not like involved with the vlog. So if she sees like something like that, I'm a slut or like that, I'm like the character that hooks up. She's like, oh, like, fuck, like, yeah, fuck yeah. me, right? Yeah. Like, what am I gonna do?
You're like, hey, you follow Cody on Instagram.
Every time.
Hey,
well, shout out to Todd's girlfriend. Thanks for being a good sport. I'm gonna wrap this up, guys. It's been fun.
How long has it been?
An hour and 10 minutes.
Damn. All right.
Yeah.
Time has wings.
Good. Good.
Sweet. Now do we like, bow or shake hands?
We bow. We end up, oh, that's probably racist or something, or like disrespectful in some way.
Gosh. Fuck. Sorry.
You can just like, oh, it's terrible. Just like
pound it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
You guys follow Toddy Smith on, is it Toddy Smith? Todd Eric.
On Instagram, Todd Eric.
Todd Eric on Instagram. Yeah. Toddy Smith on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Matter King on
everything.
Matter King. It's like marketing. Or like, Matt R. King. Twitter.
Follow him on YouTube.
I just changed my name to Toddster.
And YouTube.
And, you know, me, I'm Cody Ko. Give this a rating on iTunes. You know the fucking deal.
Number one.
And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for joining us.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.